I'm on my 66th Advent. Isn't Jesus here yet? A more pertinent question might be, are we there yet? After 66 years, shouldn't my spiritual life be richer? Shouldn't I have a more stable emotional life? Shouldn't that addiction or neurosis finally be under control? Shouldn't my marriage, my family, my work, my life, shouldn't at all, shouldn't I be better? Aren't we there yet? It's the interminable road trip. As to whether our fundamental longings can be satisfied, our wounds healed, I'm increasingly more resigned to the reality that there may not be a cure. That's not what one wants to hear from the doctor. But maybe the best we can do is manage the thing. Some emotional wounds and spiritual longings can be so deep that the hope, the expectation that they will heal and disappear is simply not realistic. Sorry. But there's a Christian plan for wound management. It does, however, demand a painstaking relationship with Jesus Christ, time and space devoted to Him. Jesus will lay His hands, His wounded hands, by the way, on the parts that ache. He dresses and blesses our bleeding, weeping wounds. He wraps us in His arms and holds us, calming us when the pain is greater. For the moment, we are safe in the reign of God. Is He here yet? Yes. Are we there yet? No. It's that exasperating thing about God's reign already, but not yet here. Jesus came. He's with us. And He will come again. And again. And again. But only if we let Him in. Again and again.